If you're a U.S. senator from Montana, the reduction in carbon dioxide emissions that the White House is calling for is either a misguided war on working Montanans or a reasonable starting point for a discussion on fighting climate change. Shortly after President Obama announced the new EPA emissions rules that he calls his Clean Power Plan, Republican Steve Daines rallied with other coal state senators in an attempt to block them.
I'm proud to stand here to join them as a co-sponsor of two bipartisan resolutions of disapproval under the Congressional Review Act that would stop the EPA from imposing these anti-coal regulations. Coal keeps the lights on.
The new proposed EPA rules call for Montana to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions by 47% by 2030. That could lead to the shutdown of coal-fired power plants in Montana, and the plan could also result in power plants in other states shutting down, plants that now buy coal mined in Montana.
In the month of October, a customer of the Crow Tribe, the Sherco coal plant in Minnesota, announced it needs to shut down two units. This cuts off a significant portion of the customer base for Crow Coal. Because the Crow Tribe relies on coal-fired Midwest utilities for most of its non-federal revenue and for good-paying tribal jobs at the Absaliga mine.
A couple of weeks ago, Senator Daines joined Montana's Republican Attorney General Tim Fox in announcing that Montana would join the 26-state lawsuit against the EPA's new CO2 rules. Here's Attorney General Tim Fox.
It does not really have anything to do with whether or not this is a wise policy. It has more to do with whether it violates the rule of law, the state's individual state sovereignty.
Fox says it's Congress's job to set energy policy, not the White House's. Democratic Senator John Tester agrees with that.
Absolutely, and if Congress wasn't so dysfunctional, I think we would be. But the truth is that we govern from crisis to crisis. Otherwise, we haven't, to be honest with you, done much. And I also think that it's certainly Attorney General Tim Fox's right to challenge this rule. But I would also say that I do applaud Governor Bullock for moving forward with plans by taking input from Montanans to figure out how we can get a power plan that works for Montana.
Senator Daines describes the Clean Power Plan's goal to cut Montana's CO2 emissions by 47% as a job killer. I asked Senator Tester what he thinks.
Do you think that's a reasonable goal for Montana, realistic?
I can't tell you because I'm not a scientist and I'm not a coal plant operator, but I can tell you that in order for industry to move, they have to be pushed. And I think this does push industry and other folks out there that are CO2 emitters. That being said, it's got to work. And I think that if the goals are unrealistic, then we have to modify those goals.
The EPA's goals are hardly set in stone. They'll have to pass muster in the courts and survive the outcome of the 2016 elections. Because the new CO2 standards are being established by executive action, they could be modified or undone completely by the next president. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.